ticket.
We've been doing it for a decade. It's Good Times as the Ticket once again presents the 10th annual Coors Light Dunham and Miller.
Fewer things cause frenzy and chaos among the masses out there than an appearance by the sports cretin Dick Hicks. And that will take place this Friday from 4 until 6 at Centennial Liquors at Northwest Highway and 35 in Dallas. You can register to win ticket t-shirts and a chance to play in the 10th annual Coors Light Dunham and Miller Open, but more important, you can get to see Dick Hicks. Centennial Liquors, Northwest Highway at 35 in Dallas this Friday from 4 until 6.
Dick Hicks, a good guy.
Time to stop down now for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
This is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Tomorrow night, NFL preseason football, the Cowboys and the Chiefs. Wonderful seats available for that from Texas Tickets. Also tomorrow night, or actually, I guess Thursday night, actually, Hart at Nookie Alive.
Really?
Yes. And Lyle Lovett at Bass Hall Thursday and Friday. Texas Tickets has great seats for all of those. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top radio personality in the great Southwest, Cobra.
Interesting story. We told you last week the tale of the Dave Matthews Band. As they were cruising across Chicago, the bus stops. The bus driver gets out and dumps their bathroom supply, if you will, into the Chicago River. They were on a great
supply of toilet paper and air freshener and stuff. That type of bathroom supply.
No, more like their septic tank that's being hauled around.
That is so gross.
It's on a graded bridge. They drop it right into the river. It hits a boat that's going underneath it. People are doused with
it. It was a tour boat, right?
Yes, it was, saying, look at the Sears Tower. Look at Soldier Field. You know, look at blah, 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 and boom.
Look at that turd coming right at your head.
Boom! Dave Bam. Matthews Band is denying that this ever happened. This is what their statement says, and then I'll tell you what they're offering up. The driver has been working with us. This is Dave. The driver's been working with us for over 5 years, and that time he's earned our respect and trust, and on a personal level, he's become part of the family. In light of that, we take his statement seriously, meaning the driver's denying it, and ask for everyone's patience until we resolve our concerns. If we were responsible for what happened, we will work quickly to make amends with the people on the boat and with Chicago. But to prove that they didn't do it, they're offering up DNA evidence. Which means from the Chicago side, they're going to have to get Dookie DNA.
Well, maybe not that.
We do.
We can probably get
can
it off
you get DNA
else.
From that?
Oh, my gosh.
It is chock full of it.
Really?
It's like a DNA farm.
I didn't know that either.
You know, that's what
Boris Becker did one time when he was trying to prove the paternity of his kid. He got a dirty diaper.
Wow.
Yeah, man. You can find DNA in hair. I mean, anywhere.
Anything.
A
fingernail?
A flake of skin. Anything has DNA.
What about boogers?
Yes.
I eat boogers.
Yes, Greg.
I eat DNA.
Don't eat them.
Including poop, huh?
Oh, especially poop.
I mean, that's like DNA gold. You get some poop.
I think we may poo-poo, but what a mishmash.
Well, you know what? If they didn't do this and they're getting all this negative publicity,
yeah,
they must be pretty sure they didn't do it if they're going to these lengths.
So now let me get this straight.
Wait, hang on.
No, let me get this
straight. Come on now.
No.
Okay.
They have to find the poop.
Yes.
And then everybody who was on the bus has to poop again.
I don't think they're going
to match. No, you dummy. They don't have to match poop to poop. They'll, like, take a strand of hair out of Dave Matthews and match it with the poop.
Or anything. Okay. Or blood.
You don't have to poop again. DNA is not different. God.
Yeah, they're going
to
have Chicago CSI come in with a bunch of beakers and line everyone up.
and they're going to take samples like that, just like they do on the show.
Hey, I thought that was a very fair question.
Here's the weird part about this story, is there was 800 pounds of human waste in that tank that got dropped into the river. 800 pounds.
They must have gone to a Mexican food restaurant or something the night before.
I don't think it was all one day, Greg. That is the weight.
Can you prove that?
That is the weight of this entire show. All of us put together weigh that much. 800 pounds. And imagine that in human waste. We'll continue to track this story. I promise you, Troy Aikman.
And we hope Troy's proud of his listening choice this afternoon.
The Passion of the Christ sold 4.1 million DVD copies after one day.
4 million?
Yes.
Did it become the biggest selling?
No. Finding Nemo had 8 million in one day sales.
That amazes me.
That's for the kids. This is obviously the highest selling R-rated DVD by leaps and bounds. Here's the kicker. It has zero bonus footage. Zero.
It's just the movie.
It's the movie.
Who uses all that bonus footage anyway on DVD?
I do too.
I've never looked.
Hey, if it's on a DVD, I watch it.
Yeah.
I've never once looked at any bonus footage.
Or director's cut.
The way that you get into that stuff and the way that you know all these spare actors and stuff, you'd be really interested.
You're missing stuff. You're missing something good.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd have to catch a transatlantic flight to catch up on all that, Grego.
So into the Munsters, too.
They are saying that this DVD could sell in upwards of 20 million copies and generate an extra $400 million.
Yeah, let's go ahead and generate some more money for him.
For Mel Gibson.
Wow.
An extra.
Wait till Christmas rolls around.
Exactly. Mm. Why didn't they wait till then?
Because they can sell 4 million now. Then they can have another re-release or another ad campaign around Christmas.
Oh, man.
They don't need to.
Isn't a sequel right around the corner?
No, that story's pretty much over, Corby.
It's like having a sequel for the Titanic.
Don't rule it out.
And also, they pushed it hard to churches. They sent flyers to like...
What?
Jesus...
Oh, my gosh.
The chicken store. They trend real hard in the chicken store.
Oh, gosh.
No, they sent out pamphlets saying, hey, you guys need this. And I guess the churches sucked it up, saying we do need it. Jesus... Yes, it's about Jesus. The film is about Jesus. Did you ever see it, by the way?
Yeah, I saw it.
You did?
Yeah.
And somebody sent me an email saying that the Superman... Now, I'm not reporting this as fact. This is P1 emailer. I couldn't find this story on the internet. They sent me a story saying that Superman, the remake of Superman, is finally... They've cast Superman. You know, they ran through about 10 actors. Hold on. Well, they finally cast him. And Jim Caviezel is Superman.
Yeah, I knew that.
I saw that.
Yeah. Oh, that is true?
That's true.
The Jesus guy?
Yeah.
Yes. He's going to play Jesus and Superman.
Wow.
He's playing who?
Jesus. I hope that still haunts you in church.
It's ruined church for you, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
When the priest or the deacon stands up and goes... Jesus! Jesus! And I hope you're snickering back there and you get all tomato heady.
And everyone's
looking
at you.
And Renee is just God-Michaeling you. Yeah, and the whole parish is just shocked. The priest can't even say Jesus in church. I think he's stoned.
It's about the size of it.
Jesus! God, Michael!
What's old and grouchy and turns bright red? Mr. Tomato Head.
George W. Bush has reportedly nixed his plans to let Britney Spears perform at the convention this week, fearing that she's too raunchy.
Snake.
Remember, during, that was one of the funniest parts of Fahrenheit 9/11.
Quota. Quota.
Was hearing her saying, yeah, well, what do you think of the president? And she's there in her, like, cheesy-ass get-up, all maked-up out and everything, just looking horrible.
Oh, she looked horrible.
Oh, she looked awful.
Well, they wouldn't have put her in there.
I know.
If she looked good and sounded intelligent, and she wouldn't have been in the movie.
The quote was, yeah, I mean, Bush is just awesome.
Oh, yeah. By the way, did you see the Bush twins last night?
I saw them on the Video Music Awards. I didn't see them.
You didn't see them at the convention?
No.
Wow.
What?
There's probably a reason they kept them out of sight for a number of years.
They let them talk?
Oh, they addressed the convention.
Oh, dear.
It was,
did they let the horse twins talk when Carrie was up there, his daughters?
I don't know if they did that or not.
Those two Clydesdales that he spawned?
One of them's not bad.
Come on.
But the Bush twins spoke last night.
Not too good?
No, not really.
Here we go.
It's great to be here. We love Arnold. Isn't he awesome?
Arnold spoke
See? Awesome? He's so cool. Thanks to him.
I love him, Daddy.
Every side to marry a Democrat, nobody can complain. Except maybe our grandmother Barbara. And if she doesn't like it, we would definitely hear about it. We already know she doesn't like some of our clothes, our music, or most of the TV shows we watch. Danny, we love you dearly, but you're just not very hip.
Talking about her grandma.
Talking about Barbara Bush?
Yeah, yeah. Listen to this. Listen to this.
She thinks Sex and the City is something married people do, but never talk about.
You think they wrote all this? Football rock.
By the groundswell of life
the
to
last
that.
4 years trying to stay out
was showing
of
Barbara.
The spotlight. Sometimes we did a little better job than others. We kept trying to explain to my dad that when we were young and irresponsible, well, we were young and irresponsible.
Men are really not very political, but we love our dad too much to stand back and watch from the sidelines. We... we realized that this would be his last campaign, and we wanted to be a part of it. Besides, since we've graduated from college, we're looking around for something to do for the next few years.
Like make this end. Good God. Turn it off.
Wow. How forced did that sound?
Oh, it was...
And all the courtesy laughter? How could you sit there and laugh at that convention? How could you laugh at that?
Because you don't want to be the... You don't want the... Because you knew that the president was watching. And you don't want to be the one delegate sitting there not laughing at the president's daughters when they show you on camera.
How'd they look, by the way?
They're okay. I mean, they're cute.
Yeah.
I mean, the one, the blonde, Jenna, she's...
I like the one that's kind of heavier.
That's Jenna.
I like her.
She's got FP.
I know, but I still like her.
I do, too. She's cute.
Oh, my.
Doesn't be like she has... That voice of hers sounds to me like she may have fried back a cigarette in her life. There's a lot of...
My dad, he totally rocks. And Nana, don't worry. We're through drinking beer.
Look at the face that goes along with that voice.
I know. Whenever he does that voice, he always has this little rat teeth.
You have to.
All right, that is entertainment news for today. Did we have a catastrophic moment last night? That next here on The Ticket.